All right, Triple Sec, good morning. So let's continue. We left off. Let's begin actually the next section. La Acher Hachet. Kuf Tes Zayin. So La Acher Hachet, Hara Muzuha Im Ha'ani. After the sin, literally Ra, that which is evil is identified with me. Now what does that mean? With the inner eye. So this is a really fascinating piece. He says, Narchiv Ma'at Be'ezras Hashem. The Be'er HaDvarim. Let's analyze this a little bit more. So remember again, Rabbi said in the previous section, what the Mechaber was suggesting was that in order to raise oneself up from feelings of low self-worth or low self-esteem, so it's not just enough to work with the guf, and it's not enough to work with the emotion, it's not enough to work with the intellect, but rather a person has to work with the neshama. You need to work with the neshama because the neshama really is the inner essence of who and what we are. So he says the following. He says, let's analyze this a little bit more.
Where are we
at? Page Kuf Tes Zayin.
Yeah.
Like third paragraph in. Yeah. The section that begins La Acher Hachet.
Kuf Tes
Zayin. Correct. So the Ma'aseh Bereishis in the creation story, B'sof Kol Yom Vayom, Zulas Yom Hashini V'shal HaBriah. At the end of every day, with the exception, of course, of the second day, God literally testifies regarding his creations. And what does he say? Vayar Elokim Kitov. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates is good. La'achar mikan, after this, kishesim HaKadosh Baruch Hu livro es ha'olam, tsuva edus klalit akol ha'briya kulo. And after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes creating in totality, he gives a general statement of testimony about creation. Shekol ma'asha Hashem asa bibriya hu tov ma'od kilashna pasuk. So remember, each day gets an ultimately a kitov, and at the end of creation, God gives one final divine seal of approval of tov ma'od. Imkain, this is a very interesting insight. Imkain, Hakadosh Baruch Hu bara olam shu atzmo meyadalav. Therefore, it turns out that God creates a world that he himself gives testimony about. Ve'ein lanu edus ne'emana yoser me'eduso shalabori yisparach ba'atzmo. And we have no better testimony than the testimony of God, shehabriya hi briya tova. So, we'll say, first of all, number one, what we see over here is that the world is good. The world is good. How do we know that the world is good? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. Right? That's it. Vayar lekim kitov. The world is good, which then leads us to a fundamental problem. He says, But if that's the case, that the world is all good, it's good, it's tov, and it's tov ma'od, then where does evil come from? Where does ra emanate from? He says, Hechan ha'makor shel hara. So again, it's a very interesting question. If everything is kitov and everything is tov ma'od, so okay, what about the fact that there are things that are not good in this world? What about the thing that man does evil things in this world? So where does that come from? So he says, this is a very deep question. And there are many deep analyses in this. But let's try to understand this in one particular way. Mivmuva b'sefer nefesh ha'chaim Rav Chaim Mivalashin. So the Rav Chaim Mivalashin was the Talmud Mufok, the primary disciple of the Vilna Gaon. So he of course started the yeshiva in Valashin. He authored a number of svarim, among them Nefesh ha'chaim, which is a hashkafa Musar sefer, a hashkafa Musar Talmud Agra, Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. And he says the following: Shigam kodim chet o shal Adam harishon. So the first thing Rav Chaim Volozhin says is there's a misconception that it's only after the sin of Adam HaRishon that Ra, that evil, was introduced into the world. It's not true. There was always Ra in the world, always negativity, always some. Now, what that looked like at the beginning of creation, we don't necessarily know. Aval hu haya michutz la'adam, but it was external to man. La'achar chayit Adam HaRishon, hara nichnas lisocho. After the chait of Adam HaRishon, evil, ra, that which is negative, entered inside of man. Mitrila hara hayachutzalo, ula'achar mikan hu nichnas lesocho. Before the sin, there was evil, but evil was external. And after the sin, evil becomes internalized. Now, what does that mean? So, Chaim Shmulevitz, the Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, that the Mira Shiva also has a similar idea to this, where he explains that there was always there had to be ra in the world. Why did there have to be ra in the world? Because there's no free choice if there's not ra. Right? If the world is only tov, then we have no bechira. Then when I do something good, it's not because I'm making an active decision to do so, but rather it's simply because there's no choices. So there had to be a ra. So the way here, Chaim Shlavitz, the way he explains it was, he also talks about this external, internal idea. He says that before Adam ate from the forbidden fruit, so the lines were very clear. Meaning it's the same way like Lahavdil. I know fire is dangerous. And so I know that I'm not going to stick my hand in the fire. And so normal people don't say, you know what, I struggle every single day with not putting my hand in the fire. Mamish, it's an Yisayon every day. Today I overcame it, but who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Normal people don't say that because it's objectively harmful. Chaim Shmulevitz says that was sin prior to the partaking of the fruit. Everyone, now again, do I have a choice to put my hand in fire? Of course I have that choice. I can do it multiple times each and every day, but I actively choose not to because it's clear to me the detrimental effects. Chaim Shmulevitz says that was the pshat also with sin. Prior to ingesting the fruit, the lines between that which is good and that which is evil were clear, and no one would want to cross them because it was objectively harmful. When man ingests the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra, when he ingests the pre, when he eats the forbidden fruit, those lines become blurred. Suddenly, it's not so clear what's right, what's wrong. I will say, which is exactly what we struggle with to this very day. The truth is, for most things that are objectively wrong, we're generally able to summon up the power to stay away from them. But there are a lot of things that are gray. There are a lot of things that are not clear. And those are generally the things that we struggle with. Why is it not clear? Why is there a lack of clarity? Chaim Shmulevitz suggests that's a result ultimately of the sin of the Eitz Das Tov V'Ra. So he's over here quoting the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim seems to be stating something similar, but we're actually going to see he's going to explain a little bit differently. But what Chaim Shmulevitz tells us is that in the beginning, Ra was external. It was something outside of man. And now what? And now Ra becomes something internal, almost as if when man ingests the fruit, he ingests Ra as well. Ra becomes part of his makeup. Now, what does that mean? He says, Be'er ha'dvarim b'loshem pshuta. Let me explain this in a very simple way. Be'tchila ha'ra, this is very interesting. Lo haya mezua kani. See, Rabbi said, the way it worked is, in the beginning, if man would have sinned, let's say prior to going ahead and eating of the Eitz Das Tov Ra, if man would have sinned prior to that, then what? The sin would not have been identified as part of his self. So if I would have done something wrong, then what? I would have, remember what we spoke about earlier, that part of the greatest challenge we encounter is that when we do bad things, we automatically assume that that's part of who and what I am, instead of realizing, no, the who and what I am is my neshama, which is pure, clean, pristine, which cannot be sullied ultimately by sin. It's just I did something negative, and so I have to go ahead and I have to clean my clothing, so to speak. But he says, so prior to the sin, prior to ingesting the Eitz Das Tov V'Ra, so man, when he did something wrong, which inevitably man does, so he understood that sin is not reflective of me. I did something wrong. I have to fix it, but it does not forge my identity. It's not me. Davar nimtza chutz la'adam hu lo ani. Why is that? Because something external to man is not me. Hakise nimtza chutz la'adam hu lo ani. So we'll say, I might like this chair very much. It's very comfortable. It's very wonderful. But at the end of the day, as much as I like the chair, as much as I use this chair, it's not part of me. It's not part of me. Why? Because lemaisa, again, it's outside of me. Because it's external to me. Kasher ha'adam chata, hara, so we'll say before man sinned, before Adam sinned, so sin was like the chair. Sin was like the chair. It was there. You had to contend with it. But if for some reason I made a mistake and I fell prey to sin, so lemaisa, again, that doesn't become part of who and what I am. He says, kinisas I'm sorry, Kasher Adam Chata, Hara Nichnas Lesoko. But when man ate from the Eitz Tovara, then ultimately sin entered inside of him. Knisas Hara Lesoko Adam, Einena Rak Shinu Shamikum, Heichan Nim Sahara, Kima Adam Hanim Tsarachok Mia Eish Sakanasa Pahusa, Ukishum Iskariv Laish, Hasakana Krova. So I'm also like, this change of the entry of Ra into man is not just a change in location. It's not just the pshat that beforehand Ra was external and now Ra is internal. No, rather lo zua kavana shemitchila hayitzahara haya michutz ulaachar mikach besocha adam. It's not just simply to say that beforehand there was external, now it's internal. Top of Kofi Yudzayin. Let's do one more paragraph. He says ela haomek shevedvarim. Rather, the deeper message in all of this mitchila hara haya kidavar zar laadam. Kidavar she'enenuhu. So we'll say, what's the difference? The difference is that originally, Ra was something that was foreign to man, something that was not part of him. Again, we'll also remember, it's a very interesting idea because he's not saying that Adam didn't necessarily make mistakes before eating of the Eitz Das Tov Ra. Right? Making mistakes, committing averos, is truth is in certain respects, is part of the human condition. So Adam may have made many mistakes. Again, I don't know, he was only in Gan Eden for one day before partaking, but it was a long day. You can make many mistakes, but the difference was that when he made a mistake, he understood that the mistake, I have to fix it, I have to rectify it, I have to change it. But it's not reflective of who and what I really am at my core. It doesn't ultimately damage the etzem ani, the essence of the inner eye. La'achar sha Adam chata. But after man sinned, humezah es ha'ani shechel kohura. But see, you know what changes? After man sins, after Adam sinned, in subsequent events of sin, when man does something wrong, man begins to see those negative acts of a reflection of who and what he really is on the inside. Zehu omek hachet. This is the real collateral damage of the sin of Adam HaRishon. Etzem hazihui she'adam mizah esara kichelech me'ani. And both said the fundamental change and the fundamental fallout from the sin of Adam HaRishon was that after the sin of Adam HaRishon, when a person sins, they begin to go ahead and identify the negative acts with their inner eye, with who and what they are. So we'll say, you'll see, we'll stop over here for today. But again, just understand this incredible, incredible insight. Because we had Rechem Shmulevitz who explained that the real fallout of the sin is that the lines are blurred. Beforehand, sin was clear, and good was clear, bad was clear. But after I ingest the fruit again, the lines become blurred. Apparently, Rechem is saying something very different. Before ingesting the forbidden fruit, man understood that although we make mistakes, those mistakes don't have to color who and what I am. The inner eye remains pure and pristine. After ingesting the fruit, man has this warped sense of self to the point that what? That even when he does something wrong, he begins to feel that those things ultimately tarnish his inner eye, that those things ultimately are reflective of my inner identity. We're going to see where he's going to take this, this is why he's going to say so many people suffer from low self-esteem. Why? Because ultimately people feel that their inner eye is tarnished. Why do they feel that their inner eye is tarnished? Very simply, because we all commit averos, because we all do things wrong. And after a lifetime of averos, it's easy to feel like you're worth nothing. It's easy to feel like you've tarnished your inner sense of self. This is how Bali is going to explain all feelings of low self-worth, low self-esteem, negative self-image is all going to come back to this idea that somehow I have a tarnished sense of inner I, which is the result of misunderstanding the impact of chet on my core identity. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Let me answer and pick up with this tomorrow. Yeah.